Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your word. But Father, I want you to, I'm asking this morning that you will open up not our physical sense of hearing, but Father, open up our spiritual sense of hearing right now. Father, I thank you, Father, that you are going to move by your spirit this day. And I thank you, Father, for your word, the sounds that we hear, your word through your word, Lord, is going to heal every area of our lives this day in Jesus' name. Let the church shout hallelujah, and you may be seated. Everyone knows that we have five senses. But today I'm just going to concentrate on just one main sense, and that is the sense of sound. So just to test your sense of sound, I'm going to give you this sample story just to see how your hearing is. A truck driver sat down to eat at an all-night restaurant. The waitress had just served him his meal, and three guys riding Harleys showed up and swaggered into the diner. One grabbed a man's hamburger, another took a fistful of his french fries, and the third picked up his a cup of coffee to drink it. The trucker responded with great patience. He calmly got up from the table, picked up his check, walked in front of the restaurant, put his money on the cash register, and headed out the door. The waitress watched as the big truck drove off into the night. When she returned, one of the bikers said to her, "He wasn't much of a man, was he?" To which she replied, "He wasn't much of a truck driver either. He just ran over three motorcycles out in the parking lot." It sounds like your hearing is all right this morning. Maybe this morning, just think about it. Maybe you're in the middle of a drought. You may not see the evidence of rain in the sky, but Elijah did. And he said, he didn't say, "I saw," he said, "I heard." The sound is your sign that the rain is on the way. If I have a title this morning, it is "Hold On for Just a Little While Longer Because I Hear the Sound of Rain." Have your Bibles, just turn them to 1 Kings, 18th chapter. Elijah said, as I'm reading from the NIV this time, Elijah said, "As the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, I will surely present myself to Ahab today." I'll stop there. In the beginning of this chapter, first of all, it was a drought going on. And Ahab was looking to kill Elijah. So I'm just starting at the 15th verse because there's another part of it I want to get to. Verse 16. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. Verse 17. When he saw Elijah, he said to him, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?" Verse 18. "I have not made trouble for Israel," Elijah replied, "but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commandments, and you have followed Baals." Verse 41. And Elijah said to Ahab, "To eat and drink, for there is the sound of a heavy rain." Verse 42. So Ahab went off to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel, bent down to the ground, and put his face between his knees. Verse 43, "Go and look toward the sea," he told his servant, and he went and he looked. "There is nothing there," he said. Seven times Elijah said, "Go back." Verse 44, the seventh time the servant reported, "A cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea." So Elijah said, "Go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain starts." Verse 45, "Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds, and the wind rose. A heavy rain started falling, and Ahab rode off to Jezreel." I hear the sound of abundance of rain. That means my ears have picked up something in the airwaves. And just to give you a little, just to go back a minute, how many of you heard the praise team sing today? And you heard the musicians? Physically, they were wonderful. But I asked the Lord to open up your ears spiritually, because when they sang and the praises and the music that was going on, they were ushering in the presence of the Lord. And when you usher in, you can hear that mighty sound of abundance of rain. And when that he ushers in the presence of the Lord, when he's here, we are going to be blessed. My ears have picked up vibrations of something that is coming. I can't see it, I can't feel it, I can't touch it, but it's coming. And I know that it's coming because it gets louder and louder each and every time that the closer it gets louder and louder. When a train is coming, you feel the vibrations before it arrives. When a large hailstorm is coming your way, you hear it blocks away. I was in the in Vietnam, in the jungles of Vietnam, during the beginnings of monsoon. Now, monsoon season is 6 months of nothing but rain. And then they have 6 months of dry spell. The ground gets so hot and so hard that it's like concrete. But when monsoon season starts, you can, off in the distance of the trees, you can hear it coming. And the closer it gets, the louder it gets until it's right over you. And boy, you're in for some rain. So that's how I want you to understand, trying to get your spiritual listening tuned in. When 120 men and women had gathered in the upper room waiting for the promised power, the Bible says, suddenly there came the sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. There was a sound. The sound was an indication that something was coming. Suddenly, cloven tongues of fire appeared on each of them as they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, Elijah spoke those words, in a place and a time where there had not been a drop of rain for heaven for 3.5 years. But what did the rain mean? The rain means a lot. It's very important. The rain meant life. It meant recovery. It meant restoration. It meant the rivers will flow again. It meant that fish will be caught again. It meant that the crops will grow again. There will be joy again where there was once sorrow, and the laughter that there, where there wasn't was in the laughter, it will be turned. It took the place of that joy. That joy had taken the place of that reaping that was once there. God said, and he is prophesying and saying to us, telling us that it is getting ready to rain. The rain is on its way. I hear the sound of an abundant rain, and it's coming. If some area or areas of your life where there may be a drought, so hearing this message may mean everything to you. The rain is on the way. Tell your neighbor it's on the way. Tell them like you mean it. The rain is on its way. In other words, help is coming. Help is coming your way. The answer is on the way. Your breakthrough is on the way. There is something powerful about just knowing it's on the way. Don't you get excited when you're knowing that something is on the way? You've been had a drought in your finances, but when you find out and somebody told you that your check is in the mail, don't an excitement come? You haven't seen it yet. You haven't, but it's on the way. And it's just a change had come over you when you know something is on the way. Your breakthrough is on the way. There is just something about knowing it's on the way. It puts fire back in your spirit, a fight in your spirit. It gives you strength to hold on just a little while longer. Someone here has been praying, possibly fasting. You have confessed the word, but nothing has changed. If truth be told, things seem to have gotten worse. I'm here to tell you today that change in the atmosphere. The rain is coming. Restoration is coming. Healing is coming. Joy is coming. I hear the sounds of an abundance of rain. I don't see any evidence right now. I don't see any sign right now, but I hear it. Tell your neighbor that sound is a sign. The Bible tells me that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There is a sound, and it's not just noise. It's not just racket. That sound means a proclamation. It is a decree in the spirit realm. You have to pick up your in the spirit about what you're hearing, that sound. You need to be in the spirit in order to understand what the spirit is speaking to your heart, and you need to be in the spirit in order to hear that sound that naturally you can't hear. You have to hear through your spirit. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. What does that rain mean to you personally? The rain means God's power visiting life, your life, in whatever area you have a drought or lack. The rain is God taking every plan, every plot, every weapon that the devil has launched against you and turning it around for your good. Somebody say, God is going to turn it around for my good. God is going to, he's going to make it rain in my life. The rain was on the way, but there was work to be done. Ahab went, but Elijah went to pray. The rain is coming, but we have to do something. For every miracle, for every breakthrough, every prodigal son or prodigal daughter who has come home, everyone who has been delivered from any type of addiction, somebody has to pray. Elijah got into the birth position, his head between his knees, and he began to pray for what he heard in the spirit. He sent a servant to look toward the sea for the answer. The sea represents God's word. In other words, you have to get your eyes on the word. His servant returned and says, I am looking, but I don't see any evidence of the answer to your prayer. But Elijah kept praying. He didn't stop. And he sends his servant back to the sea again. And while the servant was running, Elijah is still praying. That is telling us that we have to keep praying. When you have the word from the Lord in your sight, just keep praying. Daniel, for 20 days, with no evidence at all that God heard him. But on the 21st day, the breakthrough came. Gabriel got the message through. God was to do whatever it takes to get to you if you don't quit. Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep on praying. Keep on praising. Keep on confessing. Keep on tithing. Keep on sowing. Keep on singing. Keep on dancing. Don't let the devil see you sweat. God's delay is not a denial. Abraham was delayed for 25 years, but not denied. Joseph was delayed for 15 years, but not denied. Lazarus was delayed for 4 days, but not denied. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2 and verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it will certainly come. It will not delay. In the book of Numbers, chapter 23 and verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he will do it. And if he has spoken it, he will bring it to pass. Every time you pray, let me tell you what happens. You're putting pressure on heaven, on the spirit realm. And you are fulfilling with expectancy the clouds that are bringing in your blessings. For the Bible also said that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. Now let's go back to Elijah. Remember, he is still praying. We left the poor fellow praying. So we had to go back and see what happens. He is still praying. His servant brought back another negative report, but Elijah keeps on praying. He says, go back to the sea again. What he is telling us, the sea represents the word of God. In other words, spend more time in the word. Then come and tell me what you see. On the seventh time, the servant came back with a report. He says, behold, there riseth a cloud out of the sea. In other words, there was a little word that came up to me, a word from the word from God. A rhema word. We don't talk about that rhema word too much. A specific word, a specific purpose for a specific time. Tell your neighbor, all you need is the word. I don't think they heard you. All you need is the word. If you don't have the word, you cannot make it through the storm. If you have the word, you can sleep like a baby, even though you're in the lion's den. If you have the word, you can dance in the fiery furnace because you know you're going to come out and not even smell of smoke. If you have the word, you can beat the famine with just a little cornmeal and a little oil. The servant saw a little cloud, but Elijah saw a river filling, a ground soaking, a drought-destroying rainstorm. There is something about faith that allows you to see the greatness in just little things. I don't care how big the problem may seem to you or how long it exists, the power of God comes in concentrated form. That one little word from the Lord will set you free and will destroy that thing that's going and that's fooling you and that's messing with you forever. Amen. Jesus said, all it takes is the faith the size of a mustard seed, and you can command mountains to jump into the sea, and you know what? They got to go jump. Amen. I hear the abundance of rain right now. I said to you that the drought is broken and the rain is on the way. Whatever that dry spell is in your life, I am telling you that the rain is on the way. This dry spell that we are experiencing and getting our land cleared for the foundation, I'm telling you, the rain is on the way. I hear the sound of rain that's going to release those papers from the courthouse, and soon and very soon, the rain is going to bring the blessings, clearing the way for us to get that foundation done. Terrence, I'm telling you, this thing is more true. On Saturday morning, we have been praying and praying for a situation. And then we got to the point, Saturday morning, I said, Linda, what in the world? I don't know what to pray now. And we just, because it seemed like every day we pray the same thing. Every day we pray and we thank God for moving. But we didn't see anything. But I'm telling you, we can't quit. We got to continue to pray whatever that situation that we're praying for is. We got to keep praying because that's what got me this message this morning, because the abundance of rain is on the way. And when the abundance of rain is on the way, that means Jesus is going to come take care of that thing that we've been praying for, that we've been praying against. Whatever it is, he's coming, he's going to take care of it. I'm telling you this morning, I'm telling you, my brother here, John, you're John, right? You're all right, John. But see, I heard that your other brother, he's getting there. But I'll tell you, brother, I hope this will inspire you. I hope this word encourage you. You stay in the word and you keep praying. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what it looks like. And when you hear that sound of the abundant rain coming over your life, God is going to do something for you. He's going to heal you. He's going to take care of that problem. God is... Church, I don't know how to really put this. But that's going on in our life, you just have to own it and say, look, Lord, I have a drought. I got a dry spell in this area. Now, I'm saying your whole life not like that. Maybe certain areas. It could be anything that's causing that problem to come. And especially if it's because of anything like sickness or anything like that, it's because sometimes we pray and we don't see anything and we just stop asking God for help. But don't quit. Continue to pray. Continue to praise. Continue to shout. Continue to confess. Continue to believe that I am healed, because the word says that by his stripes, I'm already healed. So if he said we were healed, that, and his word is true yesterday, today, and forever, that means we are healed. I don't care what it feels like. I tell you, I pray all the time, Lord, these aches and pains, I want them to desist, and not only in my body, but in the body of everybody else that we pray for that I know is going through pains and aches and discomfort. But I tell you, I'm not going to quit. I may not feel any change today. I may not feel any change tomorrow. But I thought about Lazarus. He waited, and God delayed his life for 4 days, and on the fourth day, life came. That means that it can take 25 years, it can take 20 years, it can take 20 days, it can take 4 days, it can be tomorrow. Don't put no restraints on our Lord. And that is all I have to tell you. I hope that will encourage you. I hope that will give you the strength that you need to just not give up, but to move on and give the Lord another day. Say, Lord, this is the day that I have made, and I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to make merry. Whatever it is that gladness brings, all those adjectives that describes joy, I'm going to be glad and joy in it. I'm going to just thank God. Somebody asked me the other day, he said, I heard your birthday was yesterday. You thought it was yesterday. I said, yeah. He said, you're getting old. I said, yeah, I'm getting older, but my health is reversing. Mm-hmm. Maybe getting older, but I'm healthy, I'm strong, and like my brother John said, and I'm nice looking too. You know, there's so many testimonies that we can give that what the Lord has done. Because, church, I just want to let you know, this is God's miracle church. That name didn't just come, it came out of the sky, I say. It didn't just come out of what we wanted to name it. They prayed, they stayed up and prayed all night. And the Lord gave them that name, God's Miracle Church. And God's Miracle Church, since 1990 and August 1st, it started. And here we are, some 26 years later. And this is still God's Miracle Church. And miracles have came through, and God has brought miraculous things through this ministry. It's a miracle in itself that we are still here today as God's Miracle Church. I have no reason, no doubt to deny my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because I'm still here. So many times, it didn't have to be. But because of the Lord and his love for us, I'm going to ask this morning, as you